I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There was a situation last night. No, I fell asleep and I woke up to it this morning, and especially on social media, people talking about the situation. Laura Rutledge of ESPN, she's a sideline reporter for Monday Night Football. She was chasing down Justin Herbert after the game, and Justin Herbert wanted nothing to do with the post-game-ish interview on field with Laura Rutledge, stating, "I just want to celebrate with my team." Now, one, if that was Shedeur Sanders, people would lose their mind. If that was, you know, some other quarterback, some people would lose their mind. So that's one thing. Obviously, you have an obligation, and it's a part of the job for you to do that, to have that post-game interview while you're on the field. It's a part of being a professional, and I get all that. That's what the rules are. That's what comes with being a professional athlete, and every professional athlete knows that. So Justin Herbert knows that, and he should have just did the interview. But I think it's ridiculous that they do those things. I think it's ridiculous that sideline reporters do the interviews that they do. I hate it. And like I said earlier, I'm very near to this situation because I'm a sideline analyst for Pitt football. That is a part of my job, is to conduct interviews at halftime and postgame right after the game ends. I can't stand it, and I'm just going to be honest with you. At halftime, see, I'm all about decompressing, and maybe this is the former player in me. I'm all about decompressing, and I know that you want to get that soundbite that goes viral and, you know, a coach say something, but coaches are smart. And most players that you're trying to interview after a game, they're mostly quarterbacks. They're smart. They're kind of, you know, they're politically correct. They're almost machine-like and robots whenever it comes to those things. For me, those halftime interviews need to go away. The halftime, you know, coming in or out of the into the locker room or out of the locker room, they should just go away. That's, especially in the NFL, that's why you have the halftime shows. That's why you have former coaches up there, and you see Bill Cowher up there on the halftime shows. The coaches that you're interviewing are not going to tell you something that you don't already know, in my opinion. That's what the analysts are for. That's why you have former coaches up there, is to tell you the truth of what is going on. I even say, like, I can tell you what Pat Narduzzi really wants to say if you just ask me the question, because I know the game and I know the process. I know how things work with football, clearly, being a former player. But he's not going to say that. A coach isn't going to say that. I mean, you had the situation with Aditi and Ben Johnson. I just think that that stuff needs to go away, and you utilize the analysts that you pay money to for halftime or pregame, halftime, and postgame shows, because they're going to tell you probably more the truth than the actual coaches or players. The coaches or players are not going to throw anybody under the bus. An analyst probably would if they have to, because they're getting paid to do that. They're not getting paid to coach or to play and to be in a locker room.
Well, can I counter that for a second?
Go ahead.
Just thinking like a producer and somebody strictly who didn't play. You do the interviews for the shot that somebody slips up.
Right,
or has an emotional outburst because, you know, to make a sports analogy too, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if they don't try, they're never going to get anything. Well, it seems monotonous because most of the time you're going to get the same result of a robotic response or a response that doesn't really mean anything. But every once in a while, somebody gets frustrated. Every once in a while, somebody says something that does go viral, and that's why they do it.
Yeah, and I would rather take the chance of somebody like Bill Cowher or whoever is up there, whether it's a former player, former coach, of throwing, Bill Cowher saying, "Oh, well, Sean Payton's being ridiculous about that situation at the end of half," because I know I'm probably not going to get the truth from Sean Payton about another coach or something like that.
But
like,
you might. And then you do it for the shot.
I think that it is ridiculous. I do. I think that people honestly tune out. I think that that's the time when people get up and they leave and they go to the restroom or they go to the concession stand or they go to the bathroom in their house or they go get something to eat or they go play with their kids. Like by time that last whistle blows at halftime and post game, people are getting up to do something.
Can I tell you one situation I can remember in recent memory?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Richard Sherman in the NFC Championship?
Right.
They do it for that.
Right.
That exact scenario.
Right.
Where after the game, he's just fired up and he calls himself the best corner in the game.
I know why they do it. I know exactly why they do it. It's for the soundbite. It's for that moment. I do. I understand that. I just think it's ridiculous. I think that it's nonsense. It's nonsense. I feel like that there should be an allotted time. This is the former player in me. For a player or a coach, if you are to do that, to decompress before. Now, post-game, like, press conferences, yes. Like, just do that. You have time to actually celebrate with your team, to actually talk to your teammates, talk to your coaches, kind of decompress. Say you got, whoops, say Jalen Hurts. And I see both sides of it. Just from the former player and actually doing it, I just feel like it's nonsense. I feel like it's ridiculous. Maybe that's not an appropriate take by me, but that's just how I feel personally. I don't see that you're getting really anything out of it. At the end of the day, I feel like the post game press conferences, you can get what you need. I feel like pregame, you know, you have the analysts that you pay a lot of money to set the game. Halftime, you have them say what they have to say, and there still should be jobs for sideline reporters, though. I mean, I feel like they have a valuable job of injuries, things of that nature. But the whole interview thing to me is just I could leave it. I honestly can just leave it.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.